Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Welcome to Daily Pop. We've got a big show, and when I say big, I mean we have a very rare Olsen twin sighting. Yep, it's the video that people are going crazy over. We're breaking down the where, the why, and did you know they still speak? Then Camila Cabello is apologizing for her past racist posts. Will this hurt her career? Plus, Paris Hilton is admitting she stole That's Hot from her sister Nikki. Does this change everything? Also, psychic medium Shar Margolis is joining us live, and she'll be doing a reading of Us. I'm so excited for it. And our Daily Pop gift guide continues. Today is for the ultimate trendsetters. But first, Ashley Benson scored the ultimate birthday gift, a personalized video from the Olsen twins, and fans are losing their minds. I've lost my mind. We don't hear from them much. So this is a very rare moment.
Happy birthday,
Ashley. I hope this year is one of the best ones yet. We're sending
Super
you lots
magical,
of love.
Super magical, and can't wait to meet you soon.
Bye.
By the way, the only white girl on this panel is acting like the Dalai Lama just spoke for the first time in America. She's like, oh my God.
Wait, I can't even tell you what it did to me. I replayed the video 100 times. I'm like, is this real? How did this happen? I am a die-hard Mary-Kate and Ashley stan. I had every video. I watched
Same.
Every movie a million times.
Same.
I had everything that they ever made. I still buy everything they ever make.
Same.
Obsessed with them.
Wait, do you remember when we were at Fashion Week in New York a couple years ago?
Oh
we were
God!
At dinner!
This is my favorite story!
We were at dinner!
We went to dinner sushi, really. That was a chic sushi restaurant.
We went to dinner with the Olsen twins.
I was in a row jacket, row boots, row back. I walked up and I saw them and I literally was like, and they clapped. Do you remember?
Yes.
Oh, moments. Moments make me happy. It was a good one.
We sat two tables down from them.
No,
and we kept on like.
No, we were next to them. It was they
were
in the corner.
Were
there
close?
Was like a two top. It didn't count. And then it was us. It wasn't two. It was one table away.
It was one table away.
One table away.
How did this video happen? I mean, did they sign up for Cameo, and are they doing Cameo?
That was my same question.
Can I buy one of these?
I don't know.
That was my same question.
But clearly a mutual friend, because I thought, somebody they love and respect said, can you do this for Ashley?
Cara Delevingne.
No.
Cara Delevingne pulled a fast one.
I think it was somebody non-famous. I think it was this guy, Isaac.
You have a lot of insight to these things.
I'm going
to
text. I'll find out.
I can maybe trust that.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it was a famous person.
And ask if they are taking more requests
and
how much they're going for.
And I think they are very nice. So I think they would do this more if, like, it was worth it, like for my birthday or something.
All right, we need to get on this.
All right, now we have John Mayer, and we're going to add Mary-Kate and Ashley to the people who don't respond to Morgan.
Well, he's removed. I'm done with him.
You
we
can also
up.
Tell this was like a one-take thing where they're like, we're going to do this one time and one time only. Like, we are not going to be in sync when we say the message, and who gives a F how we look or where we are.
And they weren't even awkward at all.
Not
it was
at all.
So good. When she's like super magical, it was like, oh my gosh.
The things you get excited about like baffle me.
I got excited about Jason Derulo's member yesterday too.
She did get
I have
excited.
Some normal
not
things.
As excited as this.
No, this is
cool.
This is cool. I love these girls.
What a morning. That is just a gift that really keeps on giving.
Yeah.
All right, let's move along to Camila Cabello. Her past on social media is coming back to haunt her. She's apologizing after some of her Tumblr posts from 2012 resurfaced. They include GIFs, memes, and comments that are considered racist, and some included the N-word.
Camila says she is sorry from the bottom of her heart. She also adds, when I was younger, I used language that I'm deeply ashamed of and will regret forever. I was uneducated and ignorant, and once I became aware of the history and the weight and the true meaning behind this horrible and hurtful language, I was deeply embarrassed I ever used it. All right, she's apologizing now. A few years later, she was around 15 when this happened. Mm. She's in her 20s now. How do you guys feel about this apology right now?
Before you speak,
okay.
Your friend is black. My children are gonna be black.
Please, so you think I'm on a having an opposite side of you on this?
I'm just saying, because I do this sometimes on this show. I know we both do it, mm-hmm. where we try to find we try to humanize a celebrity.
No. I wasn't gonna go that direction. I wasn't. I just feel like it's one of those things where, first of all, it was funny when you were like considered racist. Like we looked through it before that we started the show. It's obviously very racist. It was very consistent. It was obviously a pattern. You know, maybe she was 15 years old and didn't know the weight of what she was retweeting or the knowledge of it. But I feel like when you grow up, you learn that in school almost. So I feel like, I don't know. I mean, she apologized. Is it going to affect her career long term?
No, TBD?
You don't think so at all?
No, it's not going to affect her career at all. That's the problem is... Yes, she was young, and I totally get that. And I'm trying my hardest to look through this whole Tumblr and find that moment where I can say, oh, man, she's young. It was a once or twice thing. It didn't happen very often, but it was a consistent thing.
That's what I said. It was very consistent. So.
I think the bigger the celebrity, the more power you have, the harder it is to get these people to pay the true price.
But right now, we have Normani, her former bandmate, who is saying that she kind of was on the receiving end of some of these racist comments, and now there's like this battle of the fans going back and forth. So I think there are some really big
ramifications that are going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think she will bounce back from this. I think she will. I think she is deeply sorry, and I'm not
excusing
defending her. Right. I'm not excusing this, but there is a little bit of a cultural difference. She did grow up somewhere else. Not saying that that's okay, mm-hmm. but maybe she just wasn't actually
aware. Right.
And she wasn't educated, like she said. It's unfortunate that this is this has happened.
I mean, I just feel like also we live in a world where people do these sort of things, and like as a public, we decide to forgive them or not. But like usually, if you put out a public apology, everybody's just supposed to forgive you. And I don't feel like that's necessarily always the right.
Depending on how big the celebrity is. I mean, if R. Kelly wasn't as big as he was, and he was two steps down, and he was some SoundCloud guy or some guy that had one or two hits, he would have went to jail immediately. Same thing with Michael Jackson. Same thing with all these other people. Mm-hmm. It's wherever you are in that moment, if Camila Cabello would just been starting out her career, we would have canceled her in 2 seconds.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, now she has built-in fans who are like, well, she's apologized. And look, you are entitled to make a mistake. That is where you and I discuss this all the time. The cancel culture, we are against that. People are human beings. They don't know everything. Not everybody is as educated and knowledgeable about every single topic. You're allowed to mess up. In this instance, it's touchy. It's very dicey.
Yeah,
it was, clearly she knew, she was retweeting it and knew it was not right.
Yeah.
How is Ariana Grande gonna pay a bigger price for licking a donut than this woman is going to pay for saying?
Well, we don't know that yet either. We don't know what's gonna happen.
Oh, I can see it already. I'm looking at it already. Shar Margolis is gonna come on the show and probably tell me that she is gonna be fine and sell 14 more million records.
No, she's reading us today, I told her.
No, she is definitely reading us today. I just hate that we give these big celebrities a pass and we don't say what we really want to say. And I feel like working sometimes...
So what do you want for this? Do you want her to career to be over? Like,
no,
I'm done?
I want her to sit down with Robin Roberts. I want her to have to sit down with Oprah. I want her to have to sit down with someone. And if this woman... What's that woman's name on today's show who made a joke about Prince George sitting with being a dancer? If Laura Spencer had to sit down with four dancers to say, I'm sorry, I giggled about Prince Charles being a dancer, this woman should sit down with four of the most powerful people in media. Mm. Don Lemon, you sit with a Gayle King, and you talk about your past.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I just don't think that she should get a free ride because she's dating Shawn Mendes. She's number one on the charts.
And she said
it
sorry.
It pisses me off.
Yeah.
You can't
just
say sorry like that. I am so sorry, Camila Cabello. I don't know who you are. Sorry to this man. I'm so sorry. But that's how I feel. I just hate that
you're
the
entitled.
Bigger the celebrity, the more of a pass we give them. And I know you know people in the African-American community, you date one, I know your friends sitting right here, but until you live that life and until you walk those shoes, when people get that easy pass to say the F word to a gay person or to use the N word and say, I was young and ignorant. We were all young and ignorant, but you don't get off.
Yeah, also, unfortunately for us, we're never gonna experience what that feels like. So we can never pretend to know what you're going through and what that means for you. So I understand that. And it is, I can imagine it would be extremely infuriating, the fact that, like, she says sorry and she was young. I mean, yeah, you can split it up any way you want. Like, you're not that young. You're 15. Everybody knows that word. That is a universal word. Yeah. That is a no-go.
Exactly.
If you use it, you're using it because you know it's wrong.
Yeah. And it wasn't just a one-time thing like you were saying earlier.
No, there was a long scroll. There was a long scroll.
It was consistent.
So...
Right. If Laura spent just don't get this world sometimes.
It's true.
And I don't get it.
Everyone has to pay a different price, and the crime is not always fitting. It's very, like, she made a comment, a joke or whatever it was about the dancing, and she literally took time out of her day to, like, go and sit down with men.
And I don't think this apology tour for Camila is over. Like, it's not just going to be an Instagram post and it all will be well and all is forgiven.
I'm going to LOL on this show if Camila Cabello goes on to another, you know, radio show or goes into another, you know, Jingle Bell or anything like that, and no one has anything to say about it. Yet Olivia Jade, who's enthralled in something that her parents did, couldn't come back and start her career again because she was a part of something that was illegal. Like, I have a big problem with something like that.
Yeah. Right.
That's where my anger comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let us know your thoughts on all of this. Okay. Moving right along, we all know Paris Hilton's signature catchphrase, that's hot. But get this, Paris admits in a new interview with Vogue that she actually stole that phrase from her sister, Nikki. She went on to say, but I trademarked it and I own it. Sorry, Nikki.
I mean, listen, from one hard-hitting topic to another, this show is heavy today. We are prepared.
Heavy.
I was not ready for this bombshell. I was like, how am I getting through this in research? Forget it.
Right?
This is ridiculous.
Well, I had Allie print out the trademark application that Paris did 15 years ago. It's real. We have it right here. We actually have a lawyer coming on to talk about this.
Is this what these papers are for? I'm always just messing with them. I don't even read them. Okay, good. Good to know that there's information on them.
So should she be pissed? Because Paris has been making a career and some money off of it.
No, Nikki is in her own castle. I die for Nikki and Paris. But Paris is just like, that's her thing now. And I could see how, you know, you borrow phrases from your friends. And if you do it better, then it's your phrase.
No, I steal from my sister all the time. But we have totally different personalities. I'm the one that's like out here extroverted, fun, and all over social media and on TV.
Oh, you're like, I'm fun and bubbly and bright. My sister's like introverted and doesn't have friends.
Okay, no, my sister.
That's what Aaron said to me 2 days ago.
My sister's beautiful and gorgeous and everything, but she is introverted. She doesn't care about me stealing her phrases. Right. She's just like, whatever, do you. But like, you know in your heart who started it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my sister and I, we are like Paris and Nikki.
That's
Is that the same sister who you told me her left boob was significantly smaller than her right one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So we do have a little Carissa on the show.
We do have a little Carissa on the show. Nikki Hilton is one of the most focused women you will ever meet. Mm. And I think for her at a very young age, she realized that Paris was gonna be the socialite, the DJ, the one out in the front. And she always had this you know, drive to be the fashionista out of the crew. Fashion was her passion, it's what she went to school for. And I think for the two of them, they ran parallel, but in different lanes.
Totally.
And they knew, like, this is your lane. I'm going to respect that. This is my lane. You're going to respect that. And it's so funny to see two sisters that have never crossed over into each other's situations.
They both love where they stand,
yes.
Right? Like, Nikki wants to go to every party, but she doesn't want to be the one walking in first, right? She just wants to enjoy all of the perks of being. But Nikki, right, they're both very strong individuals on their own, and I feel like they're exactly where they want to be.
Yeah,
Nikki
exactly.
doesn't want to do the Paris tour.
Yes.
She doesn't want to do that. She wants to be a mom. She wants to be home with her husband. But if she, you know, she'll follow her to go to, like, a good time, and she doesn't care if the catchphrase is now shared.
Yeah. Right? And even, like, the men that they dated. I mean, Nikki Hilton, oh, my God.
Men, huh?
She killed it.
That last thing, you thought she had a last name before, and then she added the other
last
name.
She added the other one. She hyphenated it and made it even better. The thing is, Paris always went for like the hot one, like always
hot,
had the hot one.
Hot and like, does, who knows if right, they can spell, you right. know what I mean?
Doesn't even matter to her.
Nikki always had the one. You're like, yes, that one is the one. And then the next one, it's like, no, marry this one. It was always like these like guys with like heritage and like, it's just crazy
it's
how.
Yeah, it's funny.
They've done well.
They've I've done seen well. Them on a red carpet together recently. And when they were doing their red carpet poses, you could just see their personalities come through. It was like, Nikki was like this the yeah. whole time.
Paris elongates. Was like, she elongates.
Like doing all
she
the angles.
The letter L or something. It's literally like.
They couldn't be more different, but they seem so happy where they are, which is yeah. awesome. Oh.
And they can stand together and not outshine one another. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still a spectacle with
yes.
both of them.
Fascinating how they figured out how to be sisters, business partners, and literally have their own lives all at the same time yeah. by themselves. They didn't have the Kris Jenner behind the scenes.
Oh, no.
They had to do this themselves. Like,
true.
The amazing. Story of Paris getting Nikki into FHM at the age of 16 without their parents knowing is one of the best stories ever, shot by David LaChapelle in, like, the most random hotel. You have to read this story. It's crazy what these girls have been through.
It's true royalty right there. Okay, you guys, coming up, did Ruth Wilson leave the affair over too much nudity, and do TV shows use sex as a crutch? We'll get into all that next.
Just, I can't look.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Actress Ruth Wilson isn't allowed to say why she left her Showtime show The Affair, but The Hollywood Reporter has one explanation. In a new article, they say Ruth and her female showrunner clashed over how much nudity her role required. Sources describe the environment on set as toxic and say the showrunner cajoled actors into performing sex scenes they weren't comfortable with.
Ooh.
Okay, if you sign up for a Showtime show or an HBO show, do you assume that there will be more nudity or more pushing the envelope? And is that okay?
Yeah, I do think that if you are watching an HBO or Showtime show, you do expect a little bit more explicit sex scenes. You do expect a little bit more nudity, but that doesn't mean to the detriment of your cast. If somebody, you know, is no longer comfortable doing something and wants their character to go into a different direction or wants the nudity to be a little bit more even, I think that needs to be taken into account.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Clearly, like, she was not comfortable and decided to leave. And it's funny because I feel like this is a little bit like she has a little bit of the Kim Cattrall situation happening, right? Where she feels like she's always the one that has to sort of strip down. She's always the one that has to perform. She's always the one that has to give everybody the sort of scenes that, like, at home we want to watch to make yeah. the show interesting. And she probably felt like that burden was just too much and felt like it was unfairly passed around.
I mean, I do understand that, but the show was also called The Affair.
Totally.
And I think when you read your character and you go into something, you have to ask those questions before you assign on to do that.
But I think as a show evolves and seasons go on, like, obviously when you sign up for season one, but if you're still doing the same things in season five, you're allowed as an actor and as an artist to be like, she's taken her clothes off. She's been yeah. in every position. She's been in every circumstance. She's been the cause of a breakup of a marriage. We want her to go in a little bit of a different direction. And I don't think she was saying, I don't want to get naked ever. I just think most of the brunt of the nudity was on her. And she was like, well, what about my male co-star? Like, spread yeah. the wealth here a little bit.
It's also, but like being on Downton Abbey for four seasons and in the fifth season being like, my character shouldn't have a British accent anymore. Like, I just feel like it's like a kind of a stretch. Now, if the show would have went from the CW to Showtime and got bought out by another network and things change, I would have a little bit more compassion. But I've heard from people behind the scenes, that's not the real reason why she left the show.
I've heard
that was part of the complaint.
I've heard for whatever reason, even if you don't even know one thing about the show, you don't watch it, this doesn't surprise you. Like, you felt like that energy that I watched the first season, I didn't watch the second
season.
You're
talking about The Secret?
No.
You're talking about What's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a real thing, huh?
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing. So there's a lot of things happening on that set. You can just tell that there's what you're seeing on screen might be spilling over into the real real life, which I don't know. That's allegedly, hashtag allegedly.
Well, I think what's happening is, well, what happened was it became more gratuitous as the show went on. Yeah. And at first, she would defend it and say it's all about the story and pushing the story forward. But then there were moments where she had scenes where she was doing sex at a yoga retreat and pushed up against the tree.
And
she felt like it was rapey, though.
No, she said it felt rapey.
And they needed a body double to go in and do that
scene. And that's when your character has the right to say, she's still playing a real human being in the show.
Right.
This is no longer the direction I want to go. She should be allowed to have that be taken into consideration.
But part of the storyline was that didn't want him anymore, and that he actually did this and then got in trouble for it when she wrote about it, and it was part of the whole situation. Yes, as an actor, you do have the right to say, this is not where I want to go. And production has the right to say, well, we might have to go a different direction this is where
we're going to
move.
I just think it also becomes redundant if you're doing the same thing every season. Oh, she's the shock and awe of it all gets a little bit dulled down as well.
And sidebar, she also was saying that on set it got uncomfortable because there are people on set who shouldn't even
have been
be
there,
on set. And it's like, I don't want to do this when okay, maybe it's about the story, but like, why is the camera guy's friend here? And why is the PA's other friend there? And it's like, let's just make this a little...
Well, that should have been. That's a call, 2 seconds to your agent.
Yeah.
This is not working for me. Joe, Jim, and Bob don't need to be on set. This needs to be closed.
An agent. This agent city is not coming out unless he leaves, and Tom leaves. Well, Tom can stay because he's seen it already.
Yeah.
But all these people need to leave this set if you want this boob out. Like,
yeah, that's true.
But again, that's also conversations I think that you
could have
need
been.
To have.
Well, they probably were. I don't know. It sucks because she obviously was such an intricate part of the show.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of shows like this, when they are on HBO, Showtime, whatever, they use sex as a crutch sometimes because they know that's what people kind of want to tune
in. And in this case, you are right. It was a major focal point for the show. They were having an affair.
The affair.
Season one was fantastic.
The affair. She wasn't on Cooking in the Kitchen.
Too much boob.
We need to see more. For every boob, you need a ball.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. And that's why
I'm giving you four boobs. You're giving me four balls.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of... I don't know a good transition for that one.
Yeah, just
balls.
Yeah.
Let's just get to Jussie Smollett.
Yes.
How about that? He might be back sooner than you think. The Empire showrunner tells TV Line that his return to the show is being discussed, but no decision has been made. The final season of Empire is coming up quick, and he thinks it would be weird for it to end without seeing Jussie since it's a quote-unquote family show. Now, if Jussie makes a cameo, will you guys tune in? Will you be pissed? What are your thoughts on his return?
I don't know what America is really like. Americans love to stand for something, but they also are curious, and they also want to see what's going on. Like, we don't agree with Jussie Smollett, cancel him, but if they bring him back, I want to see what it's like.
Will it be like? They're not going to have part of his real life play into this show.
No, but you are curious as to, will they bring him back? Will they be shady? Will it just be one line? Is it going to be all, what's the hoopla? I think it's like going back to, in 1997, when Ellen came out on National TV and there were so many people, you know, it's controversy. No one wants to see that on television.
That was her show ended so quick after that. Everyone turned their back on her.
Yeah, but 42 million people
tuned in
to see that kiss.
Who was the kiss with Laura Dern?
Laura Dern.
Fabulous.
So as many people as say they won't watch it or they're outraged, people are going to tune in to see
it. I don't know if people are going to tune in. I think people have... In my personal opinion, I think people have really written him off and don't care if he's on the show.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to make a difference
either
way. Watch the show, you're going to continue. If you don't watch the show, you're going to continue to not watch the show.
I agree. And I think the internal conversation probably amongst his cast members who are still, like, friends with him, obviously Taraji supports him and keeps it separate. I'm sure they're probably like, well, he's innocent. He's been proven innocent or whatever. And we need to follow that conviction. And he's a part of this show and a part of this family, so we want him to come back. But I also just feel like...
But then
why the up and down, right?
Yeah.
Why is he not returning? Why is he coming back? It just seems like...
If he's gone, he's gone.
Just let it go. Like, you made the decision, stick to it.
Yeah. But they have nothing to lose. Like, it's the last episode of the series. Like, bring it back.
What they do have to lose is potentially their actors getting into trouble for planning some weird little scheme that they did.
So Camila Cabello could have anybody...
No, separate.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. That's... Well, okay. He's not...
No, I'm saying... Just leave him off.
I'm not saying
Camila Cabello is fine. And I'm not saying Jussie's fine.
Bring him back. No. I want to see it. I'm nosy.
All right, still ahead, Kate Beckinsale talks about how older women are shamed for having fun. Is there a double standard? We'll debate when we come back. You don't want to see him back. You want to see him
back. I want to see him back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Girls just want to have fun, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But is the clock ticking? Kate Beckinsale, we know she loves to live out loud on social media. She tells Women's Health it can feel like a bit of a political act to be a woman over 32 who is having any fun at all. And quote, I don't mean doing drugs and drinking and partying because I never am, but being goofy and going out and not going, oh my God, I'm going to sit home and anticipate menopause while crocheting. So Kate is 46. Do you see her point?
Yeah.
Do you think people are?
Yeah, I think if you're a woman in her 40s or even late 30s and you're not married and you are going out and you're having a good time, I think that there is judgment.
From who?
From other people. I think there are some people that are like, oh, she's, how old is she? She's still at the club? Like, why is she doing that? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think people are like, good for her, she's having a good time. Like, I mean, there's some people, I'm sure, but I also think it's different. You know, she's obviously been married, she has children. I think if she was 46, had never been married, never had children, and was going out and, like, having a good time with her friends, I think people would be judgmental towards that. I think as a society, we still are. And we're still traditional about things like that.
I agree with you, but the funny part about it is I feel like it's women who come up with these preconceived notions and these regulations about women of a certain age, and it's women who kind of enforce them.
100%. I agree with that, but I think that's as old. That's because that was put on us from as old as time. Like, women have to be married by a certain age, have children at a certain age, take care of a home. Like, our place was that.
Yeah.
Not so long ago.
But I feel like it's weird that women can't call out other women for doing that. Like, during the Me Too movement and when you went through that whole Time's Up situation, it was women need to support women more often. They need to be more vocal. They need to stand up for
their
sisters.
Don't you feel like also the women that say that are also the meanest ones?
Yes!
Sometimes.
Oh, my God!
I'm so over that shit.
They were the ones!
The ones that are like, we need to support women. Those are the women at the party
pushing
that are like,
you're
not in this club.
Yes!
You don't get to sit with us. Like, I know so many of those bitches.
Or is those bitches who are like, we support other witch
and,
women.
Right. And, you were my per.
We only support other connected Malibu
women.
It's
so true. And everyone thinks I'm so mean, and I'm actually very kind.
I don't think it's a thing when you're 46 and you're living out loud and you're having fun. Like, we look at Mariah Carey when she was doing that. We look at J-Lo when she was doing that. We look at Jenny Aniston, and it's
they're
all
superstars,
fine.
So it's weirdly different.
Okay,
like, she's successful and she's amazing, but she's not. I think when you're when you've reached legend status, I think there's a different judgment.
Okay.
There's that. There is that.
You know.
But also, when I look at like my mom going out and having fun, or like when I was
married and has kids, it's different. When you're single, people put judgment on it.
But also, like when you just turn this off, there is no judgment. No one cares. No one's writing articles.
I don't even mean about this. I mean like people in your circle.
In your
I mean like your friends. Like even like Kate's other. I'm sure there are some friends that are like, Kate's still going out. Like, what does she do? Like, there are people.
Oh no, they're talking to each other.
They're talking
to each
other.
They're like, oh my God, how sad. And by the way, I'm talking to my single friends because people say that about me.
And me too, I'm sure.
Like, oh my God, look at them. They're somewhere else with somebody else. I'm also judging your ass for being at home with four kids, having those kids at 22.
Oh, last year when I was married and wasn't doing anything, he's like, are you a 100, do something.
Do
and
something.
I was like, I'm exhausted.
You guys need new friends, okay? Don't let them bother you.
By the way,
wonderful. Go out and live your lives and have fun, okay?
You might not be in the best circle.
Kate's issue is out December 31st. I'm reading your thoughts on Camila Cabello's apology. Nene says, at 15, you know right from wrong, and that's no excuse.
Yeah.
No pass. Jay says, too many times people of color are asked to turn the other cheek after a simple apology. Sometimes an apology doesn't cut it.
Amen.
And One Bruv says, the most disturbing thing is that it's her now black fans who
non-black
have,
fans.
Non-black fans who have decided that she is to be forgiven. All right.
That's a good
point. There's a way for her to be forgiven. I just don't think the apology is going to cut it for me.
You need to see more action.
I need to hear about your background. I need to hear about your story because I have had friends in my life who didn't know the difference and who were ignorant to them being racist or them being homophobic because it's a learned behavior.
That's what we were saying before the break. Right. Racism is passed down.
It's passed
down. If you were raised in a home where your parents are racist against every other race besides your own, if I was living in her situation, I would probably feel the same way. I just fortunately have parents that are not racist.
But you would at least give me that. Throw your parents under the bus. Say they came from a different generation. They were brought up. That's what she needs to do.
They're scaling the damage right now. Right. I guarantee you that's going to be a follow-up conversation if they realize, like, this Instagram message is not getting you out of this. What you need to do is sit down. Her people right now are scrambling like eggs.
No. You know who's scrambling, honey? Shawn Mendes' people.
Oh, yeah. This is not the end of this. All right, you guys, up next, it's gift guide time. We're showing you what to get for the ultimate trendsetter. Don't go anywhere.
The Chardonnay is crisp.
I
didn't get any.
It is one more day until freedom. We're back with day four of our gift guide. And don't forget, you can always go to eonline.com/shop for everything we'll be showing you right here. Okay, so today we've got all of the must-haves for the ultimate trendsetter. So let's start with these Lark water bottles. They're not just any water bottles. They are the first ever self-cleaning bottle. It turns on every 2 hours to not only purify the water, but to also clean the bottle. So
how does that even work?
If you're lazy like me and you don't want to clean your insulated water bottle, here you go. This is perfect for you.
and one for her and one for him.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Or if you're a him and likes pink and you're her that likes,
yeah, thanks
there
for that.
There you go. Okay. All right, can we talk about these super cute hair accessories? They're from Bauble Bar. We've got They are the hottest trends. This is the braided one. This is the beaded one. They're super cute. Look at, that matches your outfit.
I'm so cute in my headband.
We've also got these really cute hair clips. These are the Dix Pearl and Jennifer hair clips. They'll definitely up your hair game. Do you want that pearl? That one actually matches you too. These are all for Morgan today, all of these things. Hey,
look at this profile. Girl.
Oh my God. All right, and if you know someone who is an accessories queen like me, then you'll definitely need this Pottery Barn glass cloche jewelry storage. This one is for watches and bracelets. This one is for necklaces. You can even get the glass monogrammed. It's pretty cool.
This is so convenient, and it's good because disorganized jewelry is the worst thing in the entire world. It's good to just be able to hang things in so they don't get tangled.
Yeah.
Getting a knot out of something is not easy. You need a safety pin and then you don't have one, then your life gets stressful.
It's really the worst. So you should probably just get this for the accessory jewelry person in your life.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about shoes. Okay, these are the Allbirds Wool Runners and Wool Runner Mizzles. They're super light, they're comfortable, great for someone who loves athleisure. They're also waterproof.
Wow. So you can hike in them and go into water.
So you
with
can
them.
Go on that hike day
you can
next
go
week.
The, yeah,
and
hike.
Feel
I'm all about
fine
hiking
about
now.
It. All right, skincare. We love skincare. It is the gift that always is giving. And you know, when Derm to the Stars, Dr. Lancer has his own facial products, it's gonna be good. So these are the anti-aging essentials and skincare hero sets.
Ooh,
one of those. I'm gonna take.
Can we get to keep these?
Yeah, can we keep
Thank
these?
Thank you.
Ones?
That's so nice of you to offer that. Thanks.
All right, and you know where you should be storing all of this goodness? The makeup fridge. It is a working mini fridge that keeps all of your face necessities nice and cool. If you have a jade roller.
The best.
Definitely.
I leave mine in the fridge all the time. In the morning is how I wake up.
Yeah, and if you want to put a mini Diet Coke in there, it might even fit too.
Oh, cute.
Just a little tip.
Handle?
There it is.
Okay,
isn't
cool.
that cute?
Yeah, very
it
cute.
It actually powers and it keeps things cool. And you can put it in your car like what Tom wants to do with it. Okay.
I have one.
Crystals, they're all the jam right now. Give someone the gift of Zen with 10 days of magical self-care powered by Smudge. Each day comes with a new crystal.
I love that.
Spencer Pratt, are you watching?
This is cute.
I'm doing some crystal healing right now. You could turn these into a necklace maybe. I don't know. They're great. It says sweet.
Here's your necklace.
There you go. The latest and greatest crystal necklace. All right, now you can pack everything up into this chocolate beauty. This is Pottery Barn's saddle leather weekender bag. It's perfect for the man or woman who needs a fun little getaway. Isn't this awesome? There's even a zipper on the bottom. This is great. Look, oh, wait, hang on. Wait, this Justin! Justin is stealing our stuff.
Thanks for all the gifts.
If you're wondering where you get all this stuff, check their bags, but also go to eonline.com/shop. We'll have it all listed for you guys. I no longer have my things. Great. Well, coming up, psychic medium Shar Margolis is here, and she's doing a reading of us. That's next. Give me my stuff back!
No!
We are back with psychic medium Shar Margolis. Hello.
Hi. I love being here with you guys.
This is the only read that I actually welcome.
Yes.
Because any other read is not welcome here.
Thank you.
Shar, with 2020 quickly approaching, we are looking ahead to see what the universe has in store for some of our favorite celebs and for us included.
Okay. So I have 5 minutes to like walk on water, right?
Yeah. Yes. But right now we want to know about some celeb pregnancy predictions.
Okay. Well, the only one that I'm really feeling right now is Meghan Markle within the next couple years.
Wow. Okay, yeah. We want that. We definitely want that.
And don't you feel it?
Yes.
Don't you feel
that.
It? See, we all have intuition, everybody. It's
there
not just me.
Okay.
It's everybody. It's not just Tyler, who I love, Tyler Henry.
Yeah.
But we all have intuition, and we all need to listen to it. Because in my new book, The Universe is Calling You, I talk about how everybody's guided and that it's time for all of us to make wise choices in our life so we have good karma.
Okay.
Well, who has good karma amongst our award nominees?
You know what? I was thinking, I'm not sure. I was going to say something, but I'm not sure. So let's skip that one.
Okay. Well, should we just get to our readings?
Yeah.
Let's
play our predictions. So I was feeling around you an M initial deceased.
Yes.
And it's a male?
Yes.
And is he spelled M-I or M-A?
M-A.
Is it M-A-R?
Yes.
Like Mark or Martin or Marvin or Mario?
Yes.
Mario?
Mario.
Is it your grandpa, your uncle, who is that?
A cousin.
Okay. Yeah. Did he die young?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like he's around and he wants the family to know, especially around the holiday time when we miss our loved ones so much. He wants people to know that he's okay. Was this an unexpected death?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, because he's saying that he's with other loved ones in the spirit world, like grandparents and ancestors, and that he's at peace. So he wants, especially his parents. You need to tell his parents.
Thank you.
Are you close with them?
Yeah, I'm close.
Yeah. Okay, so that's you. You
go there.
Okay, go there.
You go there.
I'm trying now too.
Okay, so I see a young man. Do you have a new boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend. I swear it's not a boyfriend.
Okay,
it's not a boyfriend.
But it's a friend.
It's a friend who's a man.
That you're dating.
Not even. I don't know. What else can you tell me? There's a few.
Okay, but I feel like there's going to be romance around you. Because I know logically you got divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I see a romance coming around you. And I also see something with a product line. Do you have a product line?
Or yeah. Oh, I have a clothing line.
A clothing line. Okay, I didn't know that. Probably everybody knows it in the world but me. But are you making changes with that? Are people working around you? Are you expanding that in some way?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel good about it. And do you have a trip coming to New York?
No.
February Fashion Week, probably.
Or maybe.
I see you going to New York for some reason, but it's positive. And don't rush into the romance. Just make sure you find the right person.
Okay.
I think you're too excited to have children. You want kids.
Yeah.
And I feel you will have kids.
Wow.
But don't rush it with the wrong guy.
Right.
Nice.
Okay. Wow.
You get that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you're on the right track. You're in good shape.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have in store for Justin?
I don't need a psychic to tell me I'm going to be single in 2020. That's a given.
Well, you know what though? You will eventually meet someone. I don't know if it's 2020.
She knows. She knows.
But you're gonna have a surprise relationship within. Can I be safe?
Yes.
Within this decade?
Damn, sure!
No. I think sooner than that. And I feel like you're like on your way to doing some other things too. Are you doing something else in the media besides this?
Yeah.
Nobody knows about it?
No, people kind of.
Did you just sign a contract or something?
Yeah.
I feel this is going to be really good for you.
Anything?
Yeah, really good for you. Are one of you doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can I be on it?
Yeah, sure,
can
yes.
Can I promote my book?
Bring that book to that podcast.
Sure.
You guys are all invited on my podcast. It's called Shar Vision. And if you go to shar.net, char.net, you can...
Amazing.
Thank you so much for joining us. That was amazing.
It's so my pleasure.
Be sure to check out Shar's book, The Universe is Calling You. It comes out February 18th, but is available for pre-order now. We've got more Daily Pop after the break.
The universe said a decade, Shar?
No, within the decade. No, within a couple years, you'll be fine.
Welcome back, you guys. Forbes just released their list of this year's highest paid YouTube stars, and the kids are doing all right. Two of the top five spots were taken by children under the age of 10. Number three in the ranking was 5-year-old Anastasia from the Like Nastia vlog. She earned $18 million this year.
What?
And the number one spot went to 8-year-old Ryan from YouTube's Ryan's World. He took home $26 million. My nephews are obsessed with this kid. When they hear his voice, they go bananas. It's really wild how crazy this is.
Where do we go wrong in life?
By the way, we're going to have to talk to Shar about that 2 to 3 year wait for those babies.
Because
we can't capitalize on this right now.
We need to put those kids out now.
But how young is too young? I feel like a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, like those are really young ages to
and
expose
also,
your child to all
is
of
that money being saved for them when they need it?
It
is that being
be.
Spent now? You know what I mean? Well, like you're putting your kid to work essentially and they're making money that like they can't do anything with.
Well, Ryan's family is definitely banking because he also has his mom and dad in the videos and they edit and produce these things, and it really gets elaborate, the little sketches and things, reviews that he does. So I'm sure everyone's getting paid in that family.
Right, and I'm sure it might be started out as a fun thing for all the family, for the family to do together. So, I mean, $20 million for making a YouTube video,
Why were my parents more greedy?
I don't understand.
Like, why weren't they hustling more? Why were they like, just go play outside and don't come back inside until the lights come on? Like, where were you? Where was your entrepreneurial situation?
It just wasn't that easy when we were kids.
It also wasn't
around. You could film anything of HD 4K videos on your phone. The editing systems, they're so easy
to
use now. We didn't have that.
We were at a disadvantage.
We had camcorders.
Right.
And some of those things were in black and white, and you couldn't just ingest them into your phone or into a computer right away. So get on it now.
Can you imagine?
Please give us the kids.
I remember making like $25 mowing grasses and stuff for a week, and I remember feeling like a baller. Like, if you had $75 in your wallet, the one that Velcroed, like,
yes,
you were,
yes.
With the chain. Recently, I went to clean out my room in my mom's house, like, years ago, and I was cleaning out everything because my sister was going to take it as her room, and I found so much hidden money that I would hide under floorboards and, like, secret spots. I'm telling you, I racked up, like, $400. I lost that as a kid.
Trying
not to get people to steal it.
You didn't want your mom to get that 10% of
her cut? I didn't want my mother, no, because my mother would come and borrow out of my piggy bank and act like I didn't know. She would crumple the money up to make it look bigger. And I'm like, what are you doing? I see you. I'm, like, awake. I can see you taking the money at 6 a.m.
You had that little stash.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're $400 richer than yesterday.
Amen.
You had $67 yesterday. Here you are, glowing up. All right, we're reading some more of your thoughts on our topics today. On Paris stealing Nikki's catchphrase, Love Reality says, at least Paris is being honest with herself. Okay. And Camila, on Camila, Kathy says, those racist remarks can't be removed with a simple I'm sorry. Ask Paula Deen. She lost the shows. And Kiki is concerned about Justin. She says, Justin needs someone to slip a cocktail or a Xanax up to his desk. From the look on his face trying to understand the excitement over the Olsen twins to the conversation about the affair, I'm really getting concerned about his blood pressure.
By the way, I'm concerned about my blood pressure, too. I wasn't expecting that because the first block of the show, normally she just is warmed up. She's still talking about her hair and makeup. So to see that kind of excitement and it had nothing to do with John Mayer was kind of surprising. And it was like a shock.
We have broken up with John Mayer.
You just said yesterday.
We broke up. We're done. I don't even know who that
is
anymore.
A daily
and you
thing
were equally as excited. You don't hang me out to dry.
No, I was equally as excited. We should start with Olsen's every day.
I love them so much.
Let's do that.
My girls.
All right, you guys, stick around. We've got more Daily Pop ahead. Their pizza song? Iconic. Do you remember this?
Of course.
Let's end the show with a feel-good moment, shall we? A flight attendant shared a story of a guy who gave up his first-class seat for an 88-year-old woman out of the kindness of his own heart.
Aww.
Jack learned before the flight that it has always been Violet's dream to sit in the first-class cabin. So he swapped seats with her and made her dream come true.
Jack is the cutest person ever.
Can we find Jack? Someone let us know where he is. Aww. We need him ASAP. Jack, please come onto the show. Would you do this for a stranger?
Meanwhile, I heard that this woman does this on every flight that she's on.
Stop it!
She racked up over 45 first-class seats this year.
Does the back of your phone say no sugar?
No sugar, yeah.
What is that?
Just a reminder that I can't have sugar because I'm going to Louisiana.
That's why his body looks like this.
Thank you.
Everyone has sugar. Would you do this for a stranger?
I've done this for a stranger, but just because I wanted to sit with my friends. I wasn't, like, my intentions weren't as good.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I was like, do you want to go into business class because I want to sit with my friends? And they were like, sure. She was very grateful and happy. It was nice.
Of course.
But I just wanted to, you know, I'm like one of those people wanting to be close to their friends.
Okay, if you saw Violet talking about how much she wants to be in first class, would you do it for her?
No.
By the way, that's not cool, but same.
Hey, I would do this.
I would do it,
wait,
too.
I would absolutely
totally
do this.
Hey, do you know that E.J. Johnson and I went to Miami one time, and we got lit and had the best time. And on the way home, he was in first class, of course, and I was in the back. So I went up to the flight attendant, and I was like, hi, ma'am. I'm an emotional
support. You got 30 seconds to wrap this up.
I'm an emotional support flyer for this man right here. And they looked at him because he was like this. And then she was like, if I can hold the Birkin, yes. I was like, okay, give me a Birkin. Like, literally, and that's how I get in first class. I tell people I'm an emotional support flyer for him because he has anxiety.
I need to steal that. That is brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you guys, I hope you learned something from our show today. This is the end. Tomorrow, we've got a hypnotherapist showing us how to let go of all the negativity and stress from 2019.
See you guys
tomorrow. Bye.
There's your answer.
Bye.
There's
stress
your answer.
And anxiety. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.